Well, I've only seen the trailer for the multiple award-winning documentary When the Well Runs Dry, which chronicles the human and environmental impacts of accelerating water shortages in Kansas. And believe me, it was very moving and very powerful. I look forward to seeing the entire film on November 17th as part of Geography Awareness Week. And it is indeed a pleasure to welcome one of the documentary's co-creators, Steve Lerner, who, along with his partner, Ruben Aronson, we'll also make the journey to East Lansing. Steve, a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you, and it's going to be a lot of fun to come up there. Ruben and I are looking forward to it.
Steve, let's start with the conceptual genesis for When the Well Runs Dry.
Well, I had made another film about a small town in Kansas, Florence, Kansas, a couple of years earlier, a documentary about the town, its history, and the challenges a small rural town faces in Kansas. And I had heard a rumor during the making of that film that the town was worried about losing its water source. The town is famous for its very, very pure spring water. They won an award, I think, for the first or second best water quality in the state. And their water tower is on the National Historic Register. So when I heard that, it just sort of stayed in the back of my mind. And so I decided to investigate what that story was about. And we thought at first we'd make a very small film about one small water issue, what was going on in Florence, Kansas. But what I learned, and I'm not a water expert, I'm a psychologist and a filmmaker, what I learned as we investigated that water story is that when you look into one water issue, pretty soon you bump up against another and then another and then another, because there's so many issues pertaining to water, which is our most precious resource. And so the film started with that focus, but we ended up branching out across Kansas, everywhere from Florence all the way out to Sublette, Kansas, in the far southwest, where they're mining the Ogallala Aquifer, with estimates ranging from 30 to 50 years of water source availability. I mean, they're going to use up all that water.
How did you and Ruben, as you mentioned, both have extensive background in filmmaking, but you come from very different parts of the country. How did you hook up?
Well, actually, we grew up together on the same street in Chevy Chase, Maryland. And we've known each other pretty much all of our lives. And we had worked together on Ruben's very first film when he started his career. And I hadn't done anything in film, really. And we made a short film in about 1971 in Berkeley, California. And then for the last 10 years or so, I've been after Ruben. I said, we've got to make another film before we're too old to even think about it. And he said, sure, we could go to Peru, we could go to, you know, Brazil. Where would you like to go? And so I said to him, how about Florence? And he said, oh, I love Tuscany. And I said, no, Florence, Kansas. And there was a dead silence on the phone. And actually, though, Ruben had been out here prior working on a film on the Dust Bowl, where he interviewed a lot of Dust Bowl survivors here, and then they recreated some Dust Bowl scenes in New Mexico. And in fact, when we show When the Well Runs Dry, we're going to actually have a couple of clips prior to the film. The first one will be some excerpts from this Dust Bowl film he made called The Black Blizzard, which is quite dramatic. And then we're going to show a 90-second clip out of my film about Florence, Kansas, which documents the flood of 1951. So what we want to get across is that Kansas and many other areas have a very varying climate when it comes to water, a cycle of wet to dry to wet. But then when you factor in climate change, which our film addresses a bit, you start seeing that it's not just a natural cycle that we're dealing with now.
Steve, from the trailer, again, I mentioned a very compelling and moving trailer. You, as you mentioned, you bring psychology to your work as a filmmaker. You bring a music background. But it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the real poignant part of this is really the human impact that this climate change and this environmental issue has.
Yes, you're exactly right. And in fact, we decided early on that we wanted to make a film with no professional narrator. We wanted to tell the entire story from the point of view of individual Kansans who are directly impacted by water issues. So we wanted to learn from them. it made it a very hard film to put together, because it's so easy to have a narrator saying, and now we'll move from topic A to topic B, and then give some, you know, explanation of it. But so we wove the film together just based on what people told us. So there was really no scripting in advance. It was totally created out of the video interviews we did. And we have a radio show there that we created. The radio moderator is actually an ex-rancher with a long background in water issues. So we never told anybody what to say. We just presented what somebody else said, and then they reacted to it. So it's a totally organic, from the ground up, sort of picture of water.
Steve, talking to Al Arbogast a little bit earlier about the human dimensions of this whole notion of place and the human dimensions of geography. I mean, he's very excited because he thinks that may be one of the take-home messages for the students and the faculty who actually come to the presentation.
No, I think that's right. And I happen to know that Al grew up not far from where I'm sitting right now. He grew up in Topeka, Kansas, where I lived for many years. And anybody who has a connection to Kansas is definitely going to resonate with this film. But I think, yeah, you get the sense of people, place, and water. And we also tried in the film, and this is really a strength Ruben brings. Ruben has such a well-developed aesthetic eye for how to create a shot and how to make a landscape really show its beauty. And we really tried to make the film beautiful, because we, in that way, we were trying to show what it is these people love. I mean, they love where they live, whether there's water in abundance or not. And so it's people, place, and the resources and the climate.
One can't help but think about some of the broader implications associated with watching this film and the clips from your other films. I mean, do you have a sense of what kind of a longer-term impact your film might have with respect to the situation in Kansas?
Well, I don't know. I can say this. It's been amazing how much the film has been part of the discussion here. The film was funded by the Kansas Humanities Council, and they wanted to become part of the conversation about water in Kansas. And so the film showed at the Governor's Conference on Water. It showed all across the state. I've been to, dozens of screenings. The first screening at a film festival was in the desert in Southern California, where the water issues are so profound, because there is none. Because California, of course, has their share of severe water issues. So in terms of where the film goes, it's gone around the world. It just screened in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. I unfortunately couldn't make it to that one. But, I think it's an educational film in a way, and it may get distributed to universities. Our goal was just to make a film that would help prolong the discussion and help focus people's attention on it. And we wanted to tell a big story from local stories, if you see what I'm getting at, by touching on the major issues as they pertain to individuals on a farm, in a town, at a community reservoir. We wanted to try to bump up against the big issues, because I think when people watch real, authentic people talking about water and its impact on them, it's easy to leap to the larger issues in discussion. So we just hope it keeps going and keeps screening around the country and around the world.
Well, the film is When the Well Runs Dry. It will be aired on the Michigan State University campus during Geography Awareness Week, November 17th specifically at 7 p.m. at Wells Hall. I've been talking with Steve Lerner, who along with his partner Ruben Aronson created the film When the Well Runs Dry.